In Compton, California, police are questioning 23 reputed gang members who were arrested yesterday in response to an apparent gang war in the city. Police suspect the gang fighting may have been sparked by the shooting death last month of rap star Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
So far, none of the men arrested in Compton and other Los Angeles neighborhoods has been charged in the gangland-style shooting of rapper Tupac Shakur. But Las Vegas police spent today questioning them for information related to the killing, which took place after Shakur and several friends watched a boxing match. Yesterday's pre-dawn raid involved more than 300 police officers, FBI agents, and other law enforcement officials who swept down on 37 suspected gang hideouts. The arrests are related to a dozen shootings that have taken place in Compton since Shakur was shot on September 7th. Compton Police Chief Uri Taylor says the shootings, which claimed three lives, look to him like revenge.
It's our belief that perhaps the motives for some of these shootings may have been in retaliation for the shooting of Mr. Tupac Shakur in the city of Las Vegas.
Shakur is said to have had gang contacts with the Crips and the Bloods, two gangs active in the Los Angeles area. Compton Police Captain Stephen Roller says it isn't clear which gang Shakur might have sided with.
He has claimed both. He has claimed both, which is part of what the problem is. If you go back, he was affiliated with one gang and then bail was posted by another gang to get him out of jail. So he's looked at as kind of, both sides.
Shakur's music sometimes referred specifically to Compton and to gangsta life. Though he wasn't from the neighborhood, the man he was with when he was shot, Death Row Records president Marion Shug Knight, grew up there. And Compton has come for many to symbolize West Coast gangster rap, says Captain Roller.
We have a lot of very famous artists who are from Compton and who affiliate with Compton as their music. Compton has worldwide name recognition, which makes their music very popular.
During the raid, officers seized 19 handguns, 7 rifles, 2 pounds each of marijuana, methamphetamine, and cocaine, and a gold chain with a Death Row Records medallion. Also, they netted $17,000 in cash and several bulletproof vests.
I think any time that you see bulletproof vests in the home of gang members, that kind of sends a chill up every law enforcement officer's spine. In that, that's not the standard gang attire, nor is it the standard that you would see in a civilian home. It kind of changes the rules a little bit.
Las Vegas police say they hope to get more information from the 23 who've been arrested and now await arraignment in Compton. Las Vegas Lieutenant Larry Spinoza says so far their leading clue in the murder is that the suspects drove a white Cadillac, possibly with a California license plate. He says they've been unable to shake loose many leads from people who knew the victim.
The people that we wanted to interview brought attorneys with them, which is something that we don't see often. Usually in a case of this magnitude, this profile, this high profile, you might see a reward being offered by the friends, the family, the companies involved here. And that hasn't happened. That's something else.
Las Vegas police have a $1,000 reward for information on whoever was responsible for killing Tupac Shakur. In Compton, police still have outstanding warrants for more people thought to be involved in the California shooting spree. I'm Mandalit Del Barco in Los Angeles.